we interrupt this poem. I am writing the rain, a silver sheen across the lake, when radio voices spill like rain across my words. First, the mother's voice slides inside my own. Bosnian and Serb, we have lived side by side, our children like blood brothers. Do I treat Nessa the Serb different from Sead, my own son? I cover him with a blanket when he's cold, feed him the same as my own. So why? I ask, why? Nessa, filtered through Sead's voice, explains, I'm a soldier now. I must beat you, my friend, or they will kill me. And Sead, beaten many times, says, hit me, I will bear it. But he cries when he sees Nessa's face. This story is new. I have heard it all before. From Kadakrai camp near Zvornik, Sead flees over the Alps. His mother, alone in winter, makes her way across the border to a Zagreb mosque. I imagine them today in a queen's walk-up. Maybe she touches his arm. Maybe they sit together on a flowered sofa, and flowers fill the window box. Sead crushes memories in his fists. His words, like birds, flee his own dark center. I did nothing, except I am Muslim. Now, if they handed me a Serbian child, I would kill him with my bare hands. I wait. But the mother does not speak of what she is capable of.